another collection of your stories and music and count down to the favourite festive choices.
Two possibilities.
Conflict never ceases, but neither does human resourcefulness, adaptability, or courage.
The problem with the English is that they're too modest.
It's fascinating for me to look at the gulf between the wealth and privilege of the Woodhouse crowd and our own condition.
That's all you get.
What's the question?
Spend Christmas with BBC Radio 4.
We can't stand here all day.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
Now, in today's afternoon play, Brian Cox and Siobhan Redmond star in the Victorian detective series MacLeavy by David Ashton. Episode 4, The Last Illusion.
So, if you come up short on your debt, sir, then I must take it out in kind. I put my heavy boots on special.
Let me out of Mr. Dundee.
No, I am first, Callum. And you're ready to kiss my footwear, sir.
Go to hell.
Me first, boys, then you may all pile in. Let's see you get out of this one, bunny face. That would be a rare trick. Where to begin,
Sir Charles, what is it?
Nothing. Nothing.
That dream haunts you like a ghost.
I received what Fergus Dundee and his men regarded as a merited chastisement.
You're better now.
Yes, indeed. Deliverance and affection. My constant companions. Anna Semple has supplied the rough solicitude, and you, Jean Brash, the loving touch.
Just call it comfort.
You don't believe in love?
I'm a body housekeeper.
Comfort me, then.
My pleasure.
Now I have recovered somewhat, I believe I may walk abroad.
In Edinburgh?
Where else?
MacLeavy will be waiting for you.
He can prove nothing.
You stole the Koh-i-Noor.
A diamond beyond price in a room full of people by dint of illusion. I did indeed.
You have a nerve, my manny.
Yet the inspector got it back and the better of me at the same time.
He's a devil like that.
But he cannot prove the case. Cannot lay a finger upon me.
Unlike Fergus Dundee, who will also be out there waiting.
I have plans for that, gentlemen.
Could be dangerous, my bro gallant.
But it excites you.
I'm easily led.
Then let me take you by the hand.
Mulholland finally persuaded me to kick in at one of his beehives. Deary me, what a citadel. These wee insects have got a plan. Organise. Clean as a whistle, very unlike the human race, which seems to exist in total chaos. Myself as special. Look at the room here. A complete midden. Books are over the place. Socks that cannot find a partner. And an odd smell. Possibly a dead mouse. If I was a bee, I'd do fine. In company. But I'm not a bee. I am solitary. Getting more so. Oh, this coffee is cold and bitter. And I can still smell the dead beastie. Charles Boniface has disappeared. A precious jewel was stolen and I retrieved it, but I cannot evince his guilt. His two accomplices that I did catch have been banished for the New World to disguise the fact that the authorities couldn't guard a pile of manure. And so they refused to press charges. Oh, nothing quite so empty as an empty coffee cup. Oh, I must rouse myself from this cheerless torpor. Jean Brash will be sitting in her garden tomorrow morning with porcelain china and the best Lebanese grinding. I am James MacLeavy, Inspector of Police. My parish is Leith in the city of Edinburgh and my cup needs filling. To the brim.
I asked you in, Constable Mulholland, in order to impart vital information.
Vital?
Yes. You have recently distinguished yourself in the Koh-i-Noor affair.
The inspector did so. I just followed on.
I doubt that very much. In any case, it has been suggested by the powers that be a promotion